Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
By the Gab Radio Network.
Welcome back to Chicago. I'll bring this back 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Gary Moore's our guest. Faithful Finances. Financialseminary.org, right? Gary?
Yes, that's correct.
Financialseminary.org is the website. The books are available. You can find out more about there. You can find out the things that Gary writes there. His book, Spiritual Investments, the John Templeton book. Look up America, Faithful Finances 101, et cetera, et cetera. You'll be smarter when you hang out with Gary. We're talking, folks, about, Gary, what I think is no, I don't think I'm being hysterical here in saying that the future of capitalism and the way America and the future, in my opinion, of America depends on getting control of the abuses of Wall Street and corporate America, this value transfer that you described, this shareholder maximization approach that you talked about. If we don't get a hold of that, then I think we're heading in the wrong direction, in a dangerous direction. What do you think?
Well, I think we've been heading that way for a while, Jim. We were talking about how sluggish our economy is. We talk about the lack of real jobs instead of hamburger flipping and so on. A lot of that, just think with me for a minute, audience. If only 1 or 2% of our nation's income, instead of going to the shareholders, was sent to our nation's small businesses and the people who supply our giant corporations. You know, it's our small businesses who employ so many people, job creation. The big companies are shedding employees in pursuit of productivity, they call it, trying to get more out of less. They're squeezing the employees who exist. They're demoralized in many cases.
I call it the corporate casualty list.
Yeah, and I was a victim of that, Jim. No matter what I did on Wall Street, it was never enough. And there were many times, as you and I discussed at the break, where I felt like management of the company was directly opposed to the interest of our clients.
Yeah.
And I gave you a very simple example of that. And, you know, big business, it's not healthy for them. This is all in the interest, I believe, of our large corporations.
That's
not quite as
and the banks
and, as you
and
are,
the, and, the, and Wall Street. I mean, I'm telling you, and I'll tell you something else, Gary. This has got to be said. And I don't hear anybody else saying this out loud, not in the media. Russia doesn't own the franchise on oligarchs.
Exactly,
we have oligarchs in America. If you think there isn't an oligarchy between Washington and Wall Street, and Wall Street, your eyes aren't open. Would you agree or disagree, Gary?
Oh, I would agree, and I think most of the serious-minded people in America would agree. There are studies that are done, Jim, that show that what the average person wants isn't that important to Congress, but what the big money wants is very important to Congress because of the sway of big money.
We're just traffic. We're just traffic. We're just pawns on their board. But here's the good news, Gary. We still have the ability to turn this around. The control of this country could still be in the hands of Main Street. We still have the ability to do this. All we have to do is wake up and take responsibility for our own lives.
If enough people like yourself, Jim, were involved in this, I would agree with you. But I personally, I hate to say this, I don't mean to sound cynical, but history and human nature causes me to believe that all of this is going to end up badly, Jim. Mm-hmm. If you look at all of the things, like the percentage of income going to the top 1 and 10%, it all looks like 1929. And I'm just afraid that so much money is going to the top that the bottom, the customers, are not going to be able to buy all the things that are produced.
Well, and here's another degree of difficulty that you got to add into this that they didn't have in 29, and that's the onslaught of of new technologies, new innovations that's adding a whole other degree of difficulty under solving this thing like you were talking about.
Jim, it is worrying people so much that even Silicon Valley, who are producing all of these robots and so on, are talking about right. A guaranteed income for all Americans because there may not be jobs.
Yeah, that's something to think about. It is. Hey, Gary, thank you for helping us cover this.
Always good, Jim.
Thank you for bringing this article to my attention. Gary Moore, ladies and gentlemen, financialseminary.org, right, Gary?
Yes, correct.
Financialseminary.org. Gary Moore, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Gary joined us, and so we did. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.